أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه إن كنتم تعلمون. في سيد الصلوات. First of all, I will say assalamu alaikum to all of you, and thank you all for giving this honor to me, and say my special salam to my teacher Maulana Aftab Rizvi Sahab and Ulama Ikram present here. May Allah increase their tawfiqat in the service of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us closer to the one who will bring the final revolution and change in this world and spread justice, divine justice on earth, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters, two or three points I will mention only, and these are in a sequence, and I'll basically illustrate them through some examples if I can. And these are related to the main point, which is this, that the Islamic Revolution was a manifestation of the personality and values and principles of Hazrat Imam Khomeini alayhi salatu wasalam, Hizballah alayhi. Imam Khomeini, the way he lived his life and the way he basically believed, the way he actualized his own personality, the Islam as he perceived it, he brought it out in the society, and the society adopted that. So in the words of one of my teachers who presented this very nicely, he said, the inqilab and the revolution that you see around us today is much smaller than the revolution that came in the heart of Imam Khomeini. The revolution that actually occurred in the heart of that man was far more greater than the revolution that you see outside. So the points I'm mentioning are basically to illustrate these further. The first thing, as I recited the ayat of Holy Quran from Surah Mu'minun, say, who is he in whose hands is the kingdom of all things, and he gives refuge to all, and no one gives him refuge. If you would know him, if you would only know that. In the wasiyat and will of Imam Khomeini, he has a line where he says, I now take this opportunity to advise the oppressed and noble nations, including our own nation, to stay firmly on this divine straight path that leads neither to the atheistic mulhid east nor to the oppressive pagan west, but to the path which the Almighty God has decreed for us. This was the main, and basically it is this firm belief that the path laid down for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that contains all the things that a human being needs for his life. All the, alaykum as-salam, salawat islam. All the greatness that a human being achieves in his life are because he brings himself in line with the divinely set principles and values. And all the weaknesses and problems that we have in our lives are because we move away from the pure divine path, which is called Sirat al-Mustaqim. Imam Khomeini, he, as I mentioned, that the way he brought the revolution in his own self, he tried all his life to bring it out in the society. So when a person asks today, Only today I was having a discussion with some of the youth who are present here. One of them asked, why doesn't this revolution happen in other places, like Pakistan or God knows where else, everywhere? So the answer that came to my mind was that actually revolution is not one day's political event. The overthrow of Shah, for instance, or the declaration of Islamic Republic, for instance, or the day when the victory of Islamic Revolution was announced, the control was basically taken by the people in their own hands. That was a political event. That was an event that took place on a particular day. But revolution is actually a change. It is a transformation, and it is a process rather than an event. So actually what you see around the world today is that the revolution actually is happening in front of our eyes. All around the world you see that revolution in progress. Everywhere you look you will see that change coming. Just compare the events. One example you could see, and that is so visible nowadays, that last four or five years you have been hearing about spreading democracy in the world. And it seems that those efforts have been futile. They have failed. So recently they don't hear it anymore. It's now about how to save our skin, how to save our face, how to keep ourselves safe, how to bring our troops back, and things like that. A lot of money, a lot of effort and planning has gone into this whole thing, which has now failed. The effort to bring liberal democracy in Iran failed. The effort to bring liberal democracy in Iraq failed, or it's failing, inshallah. The effort to bring liberal democracy and promote it and make it stronger in Lebanon is failing in front of our eyes. And to liberalize the rest of the countries in the Middle East, as you can see, they are failing. These efforts are going to waste all around us. More than that, you see them failing right here in this country. People are losing confidence in their political system. After all, it was the Western democracies that invaded Iraq and supported it. It was the Western democracies that allowed the massacre in Bosnia to go on for so long. It was the democratic regimes of the Western countries that were supporting the 33-day war of aggression against Lebanon. It was these Western democracies that were and are supporting all the brutalities being committed in many of the dictatorial regimes under many of the dictatorial regimes in the Middle East and elsewhere. People of the United States only recently voted against the war. Unlike previous elections where they used to vote for a party, this time they voted not for a party. They voted against a war, an ideology, a way of thinking. They said we reject it. It's a very mature expression. If you see in the history of this country, the way Zionist media has been playing with the, you know, emotions and the minds of the people, this is a big change. And now they don't know how to manipulate this vote for the next 2 years. These are just examples, and I'm very humbly presenting that the fact that you see this revolution happening right now is very evident. Salawat. Imam Khomeini is he crystallized the religious values in a manner that became very visible and tangible to the people. Religion in many societies used to be like this, very abstract thing. But Imam Khomeini basically he crystallized, give it a very tangible form in the society. It came out from being buried in the books, out in the society, where he, in his many speeches and declarations and will that he wrote, he outlined the role of each member of the society. For instance, just as an example, the role of women, you will see. We are proud that our women, young and old, regardless of their status, are present and active, side by side with the men. Often more active than men, in all scenes, including cultural, economic and military areas. They strive, sometimes more effectively than the men, for the propagation of Islamic teachings. Women who are capable of fighting take military training, which is a major prerequisite for the defense of Islam. Can you see the language? Military training for women is a major prerequisite for the defense of Islam. Whose military training is he talking about? And the Islamic State. Our women have extricated themselves from the deprivations imposed on them by the enemies of Islam and by the inadequate knowledge of friends of Islamic tenets. The women have bravely discarded the superstitions created by enemies through some ignorant preachers. Those women who are unable to fight in the war fronts, serve behind the frontliners with such ardor and courage that makes the hearts of their men tremble with delight, and it throws fear in the heart of enemies and makes ignorant individuals who are worse than foes shake with anger and fear. Often we hear our women in a manner like that of Hazrat Zainab, Salamullahi alayha, cry out loud, saying that they have given children in the path of God and Islam and are proud of it. They realize that what they get in return is far above the blessings of heaven, let alone the material things of this world. Only a few days ago on the TV channel of Islamic Republic, they were showing mothers and sisters of Shuhada visiting graveyards, Gulzarish Shahid Shuhada in different cities. Perhaps that was Bahista Zahra they were showing. It brings tears to your eyes. You know, the mother sitting beside the grave of her son and being so proud of it. Or perhaps some mothers having three or four sons in a graveyard and proudly going to visit them, because she knows that this she had followed in the footsteps of Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat. One more point regarding the personality of Imam Khomeini, which again became actualized and materialized in the society, is the fact that he united the people and the political views of people under one platform. The idea and the true Islamic concept of Wilayatul Faqih, one of the major benefits of that is this. Shia, I'm particularly Muslims, they agree on the religious tenets of Islam, Usuluddin, Furuuddin. There is no difference. Wherever you go in the world, you will be sure if there are Shia in this town, you will be able to find the same thing as you find here, anywhere you go. And on the other side, regarding political issues, people generally and naturally have different analysis. One person analyzes political issues in one way, the other has a different perception of that. And differences basically generate out of these different interpretations. One says we should do this, the other person has another idea about that. Islamic leadership presents one analysis that everyone has to accept, because the Islamic leader is just, pious, God-fearing, and a mujtahid, and a person with complete insight and knowledge on what Islam and Ahlul Bayt Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said. So the political ideology is created that basically organizes and regulates the affairs of the society. Any society that is strong, people have faith in their political system and follow the political leadership, and that political ideology as if it was their own. Not just as if, rather than accepting and believing that it was their own political ideology. That is why the society becomes strong. If a common, if this agreement is not created over one political ideology, and that everyone is not committed to follow that, any such nation or community will disintegrate gradually. And someone will eventually take over and will lead all the people either through power or dictatorship, or through corruption and bribe, or through deception. Yes, this is Islam. Imam Khomeini in his wasiyat, he openly names people like Husni Mubarak and Shah Fahd and other people in his wasiyat. He says, look how they are abusing Quran to destroy Quran. They are using Quran and Islam to destroy Islam. How much money Rana Shah Pahlavi used to spend to print beautiful Qurans? How much money they have been spending? Every Haji and pilgrim who goes over there, they give him copies of Quran and literature and all these decorated things, you know. Why? Because they are, every time you go there, you present a different theme in that literature. This time even we found literature being given out on Islamic unity. Can you realize, can you imagine who is talking about Islamic unity? The Wahhabis and Salafis of Saudi Arabia, out of all the people. And who is talking about Quran? Those who insulted Quran and are conspiring with the enemies of Quran for a century now, they are the ones printing the most beautiful Qurans, right? And Imam Khomeini was very strict to the point, always coming out very clearly about the issues. Did not mince words, as they say. And this is an obligation, really. When we believe in something, really, say it clearly as it is. Because if we don't say clearly, people will not understand clearly. And they will not know where to go. The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is straight. There's no confusion in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ هَذِي سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my path. It is straight. Come on this path and tread this path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the zuhur of Imam Mahdi al-Islam close. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow on the directions of Imam Khomeini. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all more tawfiqat in the service of Islam. Salawat.